The researchers did brain scans to look for functional differences that might shed light on some of the risks faced by babies who are born prematurely. Those children who are born several weeks prior to their due dates are at risk for problems later in life, including clinical depression and anxiety. So Washington University researchers, led by child psychiatrist Cynthia Rogers, went searching for what might put those babies at risk. They did functional MRI scans on the babies' brains at the time of birth, or, in the case of the preemies, at the time they were supposed to have been born. And then, when the kids turned two, the researchers evaluated them for what psychiatrists call internalizing symptoms. They are
symptoms that have to do with your internal mood state. Sadness, excessive shyness, anxiety, nervousness, separation anxiety in this case, where children get very anxious when they're separated from their caregiver. While some children do grow out of those symptoms, for other children, it's a marker of subsequent anxiety or depression.
Rogers says the brain scans did identify differences between the brains of preemies and the brains of full-term babies, but those differences didn't increase the risk of symptoms at the age of two.
We saw similar patterns, but the magnitude of the connectivity was dampened. One way to think of it is we're seeing stronger connectivity in the full-term infants, indicating that prematurity, while it didn't necessarily change what regions are functionally connected to each other, it did seem to decrease the strength of those connections.
Roger says in both the premature babies and the full-term babies, there did appear to be differences in the brain's connections that predisposed the babies to later symptoms.
So the fact that you could see at birth similar regions being responsible for the development of symptoms answers a question, which is, are the brain changes responsible for the symptoms or a result of the symptoms? And then you see, yes, the strength of the connectivity between those regions is related to the symptoms that develop later. That gives you an idea that how strong these regions are connected to each other may indeed be responsible for developing the symptoms, not just a result of the symptoms.
Roger says, in addition to learning why preemies may be at risk for problems later on, the main goal of these studies is to identify the kids who are at risk, and they want to identify them early.
So that we can develop treatments that might target those brain regions and strengthen connections. And while it's true we will not be scanning every child or every preterm child, if we're able to find early markers for those changes that we can find outside the scanner, then we could use those also as markers of who's at risk.
Rogers and her team report their findings in the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. I'm Jim Dryden.